Hello and welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sigma Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're having just a great day today. I want to shout out to all my Coffee and the Cosmos family. I love you. You are so beautiful, and I decree shalom overshadow you today. Won't you just receive that? Right now, I'm just received that. Share this podcast and all my podcasts with your family and friends, cousins, aunts, and uncles, even the enemies. It will change their life. There's so much happening as we arc as one. That's why I love y'all so much, because I can feel it. We arc as one around the whole globe. Can you imagine that? You're listening to it right now. Someone else is listening to it in Uganda. Someone else is listening to it in Israel. Someone else is listening to it in Africa. Someone else is listening to it in Canada, or Russia, America, Israel, you name it. And they're listening to it in most places. And as they're doing, they're agreeing by faith. This is what the Lord's been showing me. And it's like this web going around the world where a frequency of arcing, like right now, your faith is joining some brother or sister in the Lord that you don't even know, that's craving the deep things of God like you and me. And it's opening up the cosmic arena of heavenly realm for us. Now, today's message is about joy, because joy is a frequency that can open up the heavens on earth. There's something about joy and the spirit of joy. And you can read in the word, it talks about that the Holy Spirit is in righteousness, peace, and what? Joy. This is not just words that are declared aimlessly, right? It's like, no, this is exactly what God is trying to say, is what he means, that there's a portion of the Holy Spirit, right, that's inside of joy. Oh, come on. I want you to get this in your spirit. There's a portion of the Holy Spirit that's inside of joy. And joy, everything that God does, you know, go. It's, come on. You know, it's like, think about the fruits of the Spirit, right? Galatians 5:22. But the fruit that comes from having the Holy Spirit, listen. I love this part. But the fruit that comes from having the Holy Spirit, which if you've been received, the born again, born from above through Yeshua's blood covenant, baptized in his love, baptized in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is in our lives, is love, joy, peace. Not giving up, but being kind, being good, having faith. This is comes out of joy. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is what? Is your strength. Oh, come on. I want you to get this in your spirit. God won't leave me alone about this joy. He says, I want to give you an infusion of joy. I want to give you an infusion of joy. Can you receive that right now by faith? That God wants to give you an infusion of joy? Can you just say, hey, I'll take that. You can come on and infuse me with some joy. Why? It's right out of the Holy Spirit. It's right out of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is saying, engage joy from the other side of the veil. Engage joy from the other side of the veil. You say, well, what does that mean? Engage joy from the other side of the veil. Well, that's stepping into the blood covenant of Yeshua, stepping into the torn flesh of Yeshua by faith, going into the other realm, the heavenly realm that is right before us. Sure, it's in heavenly places, it's a million miles away, but it's also right before us. The kingdom of God is nigh thee, even in your mouth, meaning your breath, your frequency. Also, the kingdom of God lives inside of you. So I step out of the natural realm and I go into the heavenly realm by faith, and I engage joy. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, be full of joy at all times. Be full of joy at all times. Now, we're not talking about happiness. Happiness is something that comes normally from external. Say you got a bonus that week from your job, right? That'd make you happy. Say your favorite meal got cooked correctly, or someone blessed you, like with me. You know, it's like right now I can't eat chocolate and stuff. I'm on a strict diet. And but you know, if someone would have came up and gave me, you know, my favorite chocolate cake, it'd be like, ah, it caused me a moment of happiness. Or whenever you buy a new car, I don't know if you've had many chances of buying a new car. I've had a few, and I'm telling you, when you buy a new car, I don't know what it is, that new car smell gives you happiness. You know, I've tried to go buy the bottle of it and spray it now after a few years, it just don't work. But that new car smell gives you happiness, or whatever, you know, that first date, or whatever in the natural realm that gives you the happiness. And nothing wrong with happiness. God wants you to be happy. But joy is the inner consciousness of the frequency of Yahweh. Did you hear what I just said? Joy is the inner consciousness of the frequency of Yahweh that comes out of engaging the Yod, Hey, Vah, Hey, Yod, Hey, Shin, Vah, Hey. That's one of the places I would dare to say the main place that it stems from is out of Yahweh. The Most High God. The Most High God. Why? Because Yahweh, get this in your spirit, Yahweh is joy. He is joy. He is joy. He is joy. Come on, come on. I want you to see this in the heavens. He is joy. He is joy. And because He is joy, He gives joy. And He gives you the essence. He gives you the essence of joy. The full essence of joy. Oh, God wants to get this in your spirit. Think about Romans 14, 17 with me today. So that's why it's so important to know your word, okay? We go in the up here and we get deep with Yahweh, and a lot of times people forget reading the word. I want to encourage you. You need to be reading your word. Oh, but God's speaking way beyond the word. Yes, but you probably don't even have all the revelation in the book that He gave us. We might know the academia of it. We might know the logos of it, the written word of it, and somewhat the revealed word of it, the rhema word of it. I did a book about that 10 years ago, about the rhema word of Yahweh, right? And the dabar word, that word which is the actual word that's inside of you, but the fullness of the totality of the word is Yeshua inside the Bible and outside the Bible. And He has so much revelation there. You can spend your whole life and not open it all up. That's how much revelation's in there. So I always gear myself back to the Bible and then whatever else God speaks. And then He always confirms it to me by something He spoke in the Bible that brings it to fruition of, oh yes, God, I see that. Because that's the tool Yahweh uses, the substance in my hand. But yes, God spoke before the Bible, He spoke during the Bible, and He spoke after the Bible, of course. And I want all of it. But don't give up on some of the basics. I know as we grow in the Spirit of God, some people I've met, they're like, oh yeah, I haven't read my Bible in a long time. And oh, I don't really pray in the Spirit that much. I try to do, you know, all these dimensional shifts, or I try to do these ascensions. And, you know, don't get away from the foundation. It's like you're being built on the foundation of Yeshua Christ. I go into my foundation and I build up. But I'm still on that foundation. I'm not away from that foundation, okay? Because only the foundation of King Jesus Yeshua, the Christ, is going to amplify and make everything revealed to you by Holy Spirit. Because you read your word, you find out that Holy Spirit is the revealer of all things. So the Holy Spirit gives that to you. So let's look at Romans 14, 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. Oh, that's awful. Not really, but I just thought about Five Guys. Oh my God, you mean the kingdom of God is not a triple cheeseburger with a chocolate malt and french fries? Which I can't do anymore, but oh God, those were the good days. I'm going to tell you, sin's pleasurable. Oh God, good eating is pleasurable. I'm from New Orleans, y'all. We eat around everything, you know. That's why I've been on this diet, and I've lost 50 pounds and still got about 40 plus to go. And but I know how it happened. Fun, joy, no happiness. We'll do that. We'll do that. Happiness. Okay. Hope y'all just riding the wave with me on this podcast. I have His joy all over me. And Yahweh says it's better for you to dwell in joy, because His joy is the joy of the Lord. So He says, for the kingdom of God is not Five Guys and chocolate drinks, but righteousness. That's righteousness given by Christ. That's not your righteousness. You've been taught wrong. Your righteousness is filthy rags. That's righteousness. See, everything is the ascension of the mind. The Bible talks about renewing the mind. Everything is in the ascension of the mind, not in the act of the will. We are taught it's in the act of the will. That's what your mom and dad taught you. School teachers taught you. Jobs taught you. Preachers taught you. Teachers taught you. It's all about the act of the will, but it's actually the ascension of the mind. See, renewing my mind. Repentance means to turn away from, yes, but it turns back unto. Turn back into what? That which I already am, that being the Son of God in the earth under Christ Yeshua, seated in heavenly places. And as I recognize that I'm in heavenly places, seated in Christ Yeshua, therefore I am as he is. That is repentance. And out of that, my body and soul will line up and things will fade away that used to be there that was not supposed to be there. See, that's true repentance. Not, oh, I just don't do that no more. And it's still in the background. That's you trying to do it in the natural realm. Come up here. Come in the ascension, the other side of the veil we just talked about. Where you understand the righteousness is that you are righteous. And once you understand that you are righteous, then you'll realize who you are. So for the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. Well, once again, this is Apostle Craig. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. Share it with a friend. You are so beautiful. Today, dwell in joy. In Jesus' holy name, Shalom.